Okay. Can I get each of your names, please?
Sure. This is Kaveh Norshad, Mr. Everett's attorney.
Okay.
This is your Everett.
Okay. Okay. Kaveh, why was this PSA made?
So we had asked the court to include in its final order a stipulation that Mr. Everett be given an opportunity to create a public service announcement video discussing the consequences of excessive speed in the hopes that we could deliver his message to not just, the local community, but to as many people as we could reach.
And what will happen during Mr. Everett's September 8th administrative hearing?
We expect the judge will review, everything that this case has done in the last year, and go ahead and finalize the terms of the final ruling and terminate the case at that point.
Gotcha. Okay. DeShazer, what is the message that you hope, and we're going to be playing the, we're going to be embedding the video so everyone will be able to watch that and take and see it in its entirety. What is the message that you hope that people will take from the PSA?
Just how precious life is, and how this can happen to anyone. I mean, it happens more than you think, or more people may know. But when it is someone that you really know, or someone that is of a little status, then it's like it's more publicized, which it should be. Because if I have the opportunity to, be a public image, and kids look up to me, and there was no one that I knew that this happened to, and now after going through it and trying to navigate through it, it's like, hey, I can give advice, or I could tell you, like, speeding to me wasn't an issue, but after losing someone so close, like, that's something that take your time now. It's like I'm more cautious about.
Most people, including me, have had at least one experience in my life where I've said, "Wow, that was a close call. I didn't, I glanced at my text, or I, or I realized that I was more tired than I thought I was, and I realized that I just woken back up from it." But I've been lucky in that that hasn't changed my life forever, and I think that all the people out there who've had similar experiences are lucky that it hasn't changed their life forever. Are you able to remember what the distraction that did change your life and Olivia's and a lot of folks' lives forever?
I can't give you the exact of like what happened, because as far as my memory goes back, it's just, I guess, a few miles down the road prior to when we entered to one lane. So that's pretty much all I remember. I mean, but from as far as like witness and people that was following behind me, I just tried to simply swerve an object. And I mean, as I took the reckless driving charges, because I've harped on it. Like, maybe if I was going those 5 to 10 miles slower, maybe I had more time to react, or maybe, since it was slick, I could have gotten stopped faster before the things transpired. But it's like just one of those where all I could do now is try to help someone else so they don't have to go through this.
I live just a few miles from the from where the crash was, and obviously whenever I drive by there, it's it's a reminder to me about what happened. And I'm just wondering if you, I mean, you've moved back now back to Louisiana. Did you ever go past that thing? I would imagine that would have been very difficult to go past that scene again.
Difficult as it was, I had to. So yes, I have been back. I went, gave my respects and my honors and misses to Olivia, and I left my flowers, and just kind of stared, and it was definitely hard. And
That I mean that that well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
oh no, I definitely, that's a spot where throughout life, I'll always go back to visit, and kind of it's a big part of my life now.
The judge said that the crash was a tragic accident, and encouraged you to use your platform to make this PSA. You've said before that you'll be judged from by what you do from here on out. Can you talk about the balancing the good? I mean, you do have a good platform now, but when you Google, it's still gonna, the crash is still gonna come up. Can you just balance it? And I would imagine that's a lot of people can just move on from something, but it sounds, but my guess is that you can't just walk away from this.
Yeah, as you said, you Google my name and that's probably the first thing that pops up. But as far as with that, it's, my name is Googleable. So I want to make it where, because I was given this platform of being able to play football. So that's how, you can look up the Sage Reverend. But I want to change it to, me getting an opportunity to play again. So I'm back on that platform. And everything I do from here on out is what's under the Sage Reverend's name. It's not the last thing that I was left with. As far as being the figure that I was, that's the last thing that everyone's gonna see when it's looked up. Like, regardless if I just done my camp, regardless how many kids I try to mentor, how far I go along, like helping, and if this gets published, which will be great grounds to get more publicity about it, but the getting back in the league would be the biggest platform in order for me to honor Olivia and continue to do things as she did, with helping kids with disabilities and things of that nature, and me continue to push, hey, what can happen with reckless driving, how precious life really is. It doesn't just affect you, it affects the other people around you.
It's kind of ironic that tomorrow, when this story will air, is the first day of Commanders training camp in Ashburn, and I'm sure that I assume you've word has trickled down that they have new owners. I don't
Yeah,
want to. I don't want. Yeah,
I keep up a little bit. I still got some guys on
Okay.
the team.
So I'm just wondering, if there's any thoughts, if you want to offer any thoughts on that. Is there any thought of, I don't know whether you know any of the one of the, I don't know if you know Magic. I don't know if you know any of the other owners. Is there any
Owners.
thought that you might try to get back here, or do you think that wouldn't be? That wouldn't be productive, or just your thoughts on general, if you've had any on that possibility.
I mean, honestly, Neil, no, I'm just waiting for my next chapter. 'Cause I know if it's not football, then I gotta navigate my way through and figure out what's the best way that the Sage can get up every day with a positive mindset and go out and be impactful. As I said, like, I was blessed with a talent to be able to play. So if I can get back out there, if someone is willing to give me that opportunity, then yes, I can go and be that much more impactful. But I mean, it's not guaranteed for me to get back on any team, whether it's the Commanders, because that was home for me, or any other 31 teams. But it's just me trying to stay ready and stay prepared and continue to do things.
That's gotta be tough. I mean, I know that you love to play the game. You've got a good lawyer who and you've gotten through the legal system, but it's still somebody willing to take a chance, just take a chance in terms of a PR type move, in bringing you back. Just your thoughts on that. Is there, do you want to offer any thoughts to any prospective future employees, employers about your ability to be a valuable member of the team, both on and off the field?
Definitely. Honestly, I think it would just be showing and proving. I mean, my resume kind of speaks for itself. I'm definitely a special team standout, and I mean, that's why made all my plays at. But you know, as far as being a veteran in the game and just being prepared, me myself as a person, I bring positivity, joy around all the guys into the locker room. As far as the PR, I mean, it's just a matter of your perspective of it. As we're saying, telling the story and more people's understanding, I know early on people thought I was going 95 to 100 miles per hour in a 45 zone. And so now, once things are cleared up and they see, like, it was an accident, I asked the judge, had to read all the evidence and eventually come to that conclusion. Yes, I did take the reckless driving charge because I was trying to get everything done so I could try to get back healthy and be able to train and pursue playing in the NFL again. And I've reached that point, and we're, as we said, trying to come to the close of all this situation. And hopefully, I can get out there and honor Olivia.
Very good. Well, you've answered all my questions, Cesar. Thank you very much. Thank you, Cave, for making this happen. I wish you both all the best.
Thank you,
Appreciate it.
Neil.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Cheers.